2 years after Canadian Peter Nygaard was convicted on 4 counts of sexual assault, the former fashion mogul is making headlines again, named in documents released by American officials as it discloses more files related to Jeffrey Epstein. Peter Nygaard's name appeared in an April 2020 letter sent by the Department of Justice to authorities in the UK seeking to interview the man previously known as Prince Andrew. The letter reads in part, "The investigation has revealed that on at least one occasion, Prince Andrew traveled to Nygaard Key in the Bahamas, a location where Nygaard is believed to have trafficked minor and adult female victims."
I've counseled over around 50 survivors of Peter Nygaard in the last 5 years, and some of them had certainly mentioned seeing the former Prince Andrew at Nygaard Key in the Bahamas. So I wasn't surprised.
Two other Canadian women appear in FBI intake documents accused of grooming potential victims, though not by name, identified only as a Serbian-Canadian lingerie model and a French-Canadian aspiring model.
Any piece of evidence has to be confirmed. You can't assume it to be true. We don't have a conclusion, for instance, that the president was involved directly in Epstein's crimes. But there's suspicion, and that's how investigations work.
The latest release of 30,000 documents, the most voluminous to date, contained many mentions of the U.S. president, but did not link Trump to any of Epstein's crimes.